Before we go further, I'd like to clarify two inyanim that we had learned yesterday. In the Mishnah and the Kuf Mem Zayin Amad Aleph, it says as follows: Sochin u'memashmishin avoloi misamlin. So there's a machlokes harishonim how to learn pshat in the Mishnah. Rashi learns pshat. Sochin shemen b'shabbos. One is permitted to smear himself with shemen l'shem tainuk. U'memashmishim biyad al kol haguf lahano, and then he rubs the shemen in. It's a tainuk. Avoloi misamlin l'shavshev b'koyach. And the reason that misamlin is also is als uvde d'choil. It's not a shabbos tike inyan to rub very hard in. And this is Shitas Rashi, and this is brought down in Simen Shin Chav Zayin. The Rambam and the Rabbeinu Chananel learn that Sochin u'memash mishin is one din, Avoloi misamlim is a new halacha altogether. And for practical purposes, let us see how the Rabbeinu Chananel says pshat. On Kuf Mem Zayin Omed Beis, it is around 10 lines from where the lines get wide. Avoloi misamlin. 4, 6, 7. It is 7 lines, I think. Avoloi misamlin. One is not permitted to be misamul. Peirish, koishtin, umekaplin zrayayseyim. You stretch out your hands and you bring them back. Lifneyim alachreyim. Vechein ragleyim al gabi yalcheyseyim. So, in other words, exercise belas. That's loy misamlin. Umischamimin. And with this exercise, one gets warm, umezian, and it starts sweating. Vuhu kimin maise refue ba'osa. So the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam says pshat, that this is also als refue, this is doimele refue. Even though the whole iser of refue was gzeire mishum shchika samemonim, And so where's the Gzeir of Shrika Samanim over here? But seems Chazal Aser, since one could accomplish to be Meziyat through Samanim also, so the Aser, all Pu'ulis which will bring about Chimum and Zeir. There's just a very interesting Shilte Agibayrim. Let us see for 1 minute. The Shilte Agibayrim is daf samach beis amet beis bedaf e harif 124 belas. In the Shulte Geboirim is 3 lines from the bottom. There's a large beis. So the Shulte Geboirim says as follows: Leperish Rashi. According to Rashi, Vahatur Erechayim Simin Shinchav Zayin, so all three, it says Sochin Umemash Mishin Avoloi Misamlin. So according to Rashi, Davke Leshavshev Berif Yoin Yodayim Benachas Lano Hudishori. One is permitted to smear himself and to rub it in Benachas lightly. Avoloi b'koyach, but b'koyach one is not permitted to rub himself in because this is an uvda d'chol. Uleperish maimen perik of aleph mehulches shabbos mashme, b'afilu b'koyach yochel l'shabshev, because the Rambam never had such a memory in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, according to the Rambam, sochin u'memashmishin, and the Mishnah did not specify how you rub it in. If you rub it in lightly or thus. As long as he's not mechaven lovely dezeya, so it's mut according to the Rambam. Umesubkani, now the Shilte Geberim has a sofik, b'shivshuf sha'oisim liyegiyei koya, someone that's famato, so they give him a stomach, a massage, a rub down, shehu kidei lahoshiv koichon aleihen, ulevatel mehem ayifuso. It's the famatel, and this massage will invigorate them. Diktas domi lerefuah, אפשר את דיימה לרפואה. הם אסורים. זה דבר ביוסם מסתם, או לרשי דאפילו לטיין הגיין עם מטר אלו לריפיה עם פשיטה דאוסה. הקורים תרשי על זיכה ביוסה, דא אויסן אויסון בקויה, ואווה מסעמלה. So according to Rashi, there's no shaila, because it is also als the din that zochen im amash mishin avaloi misamlin. The gamle perish maiman tzas nire da osa im ovid le refuah. If this is called le refuah, the tzas domi le refuah, maybe this isn't called refuah, maybe this is called tainik. So he clears if this will be mutter on Shabbos. And he blides by a tzorchin according to the Rambam, according to Rashi, it will zicher be yoter. The Mishnah Berurah says the shita samogen Avraham is that a bori is not permitted to take a something that is not a machol briim lechazek mizgoy. He says the Magen Avraham was machadish that the iser of refuah was now does not only apply to someone who has a meichush. No, the iser of refuah also applies to someone who is completely healthy. No, he's doing a pula lechazek mizgoy to make himself stronger. So the Magen Avraham, this goes into the iser of refuah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so according to the Magen Avraham, he doesn't think there should be a shaila, should zicha be yosar. I mean, this levatel mehema yafuson is not worse than lechazek mizgoy, which also falls into the category of refuah. In the inyan of exercises, which we have over here, that is also, the Mishnah Sabram brings down, muta lasois targilim pshutim biyad, a person is permitted to do not difficult exercises, poshet exercises, gam im oise kedei lesalik es a ke'evim oile maton. He has, let's say, a stiff neck or a stiff hand, and by stretching out his hand, he'll loosen up the muscle. Kilei motzinu le'isarak b'shivshuv b'koyach she'yiga v'yoziya. Filu the Rambam. That the Rambam has, Rashi didn't have even b'chlal such a mishneh. Rashi, the Rambam had such a Mishnah, but the Rambam says it's davke, a pula that is done lahazia. So memele, a light exercise, the Mishnah Sabrom, he brings us Mishnah Shabbos Kilchosa, is muta. One more thing I would like to, became a little clearer yesterday, it was unclear. We had on davkuf mem zayin omid beis, we had as follows. The Gemara says, "Sachnise tzorich lekasher beis rosheo lemato." So Rashi says, "Pshat sachnise suda godu shetoli loy ben seifo v'roi shoy otuf boy tzorich likshar shnei rosheo ze boze sheloi tipel meroi shoy." In order that it shouldn't fall off, he has to tie the two roshim zeboze. So we were ma'ira yesterday that on davkuf mem zayin amid aleph it says haratonim yoitzim besudrin shal kseifam. They go out with a sudr that's on their shoulders, and you don't need the hulkiness. Hulkinitz was kosher, there was a nima kruchaloi betzboi that it shouldn't fall off. Shabbat dov lovnei chachamim amra fulei nima kruchaloi betzboi. It is not necessary. And here it's a suder sha'al kseifoi. And here it goes further down even. It goes even further down, and here all of a sudden it says, "Suda Godu Shatole Ben Seifa V'Roishe Otuf Boy." And here we're afraid, "Shaloi Tipel Meroishe." Is that the Chmir Pshat? Is that is the Chilik? The Chilik is that the Ankuv Mem Zayin Amud Aleph speaking about Yoitzim B'Sudron Sha'al Seifon. It is resting on the shoulder. So if it's resting on the shoulder, so it won't fall off. It's resting on the shoulder. There's no shayla of shaloi kederech malbush. That's to say that how you wear a suda. Suda is not machas gufay. It rests on the shoulders. Here Rashi says, shetoli loy bein kseifov. It is not resting on the shoulder. It means it's like a tichel. It's on his head and hanging down bein kseifov. But there is nothing that is not resting on his shoulders. The lashon of the piskei arid was also mashme that it is not on his shoulders. The roishe otav boyum mishul shol achak seifov shalei tipol meyola. So it seems that this is not resting al seifoi. So here you have to tie it; it shouldn't fall off. It is very interesting. The meiri, when the meiri brings down this din, the Miri also says this. She'enoi ke'en sarbol she'yis akev alak sofayim. The Miri says klar that a sarbol you don't have to tie because it rests on the shoulders. Here it's not resting on the shoulders, so the shasha might fall off. But that what it says tzorich likshar shnei the shnei roshim you should tie together. So the Miri says. Tzorich lekasher shnei roishov b'tzavorov tachas zekonoi. So that's very, that makes a lot of sense. If it's something like a tichel, so you tie it underneath your neck, it shouldn't fall off. Now, I don't understand how he says pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, tzorich lekasher beiz rasher lomato, amar b'chir barabam rabiechen lomato mikisfayim. That's me underneath the neck is not lomato mikisfayim. Basically, klar how the Meiri learned pshat, but al kaparim the Meiri taki says klar this vote. It's not doima to a salvo sheyis akiv alak sofaim. So al kaparim that is the chilik with what we learned on the kuf mem zayin on the dalim that a suda you do not have to tie. Zok the gemara vayta. Ona Rabbi Chelboy. We're up to now Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. It's kemat 2/3 down from the top of the Yomid. Amar Rabbi Chelboy, Chamre de Frugaisa, the wine of Frugaisa. Mustama Frugaisa was a shemoke. Umaya de Diyumsis and the waters of Diyumsis, Kipchu Aseres Hashvotim Yisrael. This was Oikel from Klal Yisrael the Aseres Hashvotim. What is pshat? So Rashi says, "Chamra de frugaisa, shei medine, sheyeno meshubach, amoyre de kiyayin." The kipru aseres hashvotim, shohoyu balei hano, they enjoyed indulging in hano, vasukim bekach, so they were involved in that. Matach gut evayin, and gut shvimin, loihoyu oiskim betoyre. And if that was v'yotzul l'tal b'schol, like we had in Rashi, v'saltem avata b'lim acherim yadshe odam poinim min ha'teire, automatically it v'yotzul l'tal b'schol. Zok the Gemara weiter, Rabbi Lozo ben Aroch ikla lohoso. Rabbi Lozo ben Aroch went. So he went to both these places, Lefolgise or the Yumsis. Imshech Basrayu. He was Nimshach. Iyakir Talmude. So he forgot whatever he had learned. Kihoda, when he came back, also kom le mikri besifre. They called him up to the Sefer Torah. And Bismaneyem, the Balkoire was not the Koire. Each one used to be the Koire. Boy le mikra hachaydish azelochem. Omar Acheresh Hoyolibo. He made a mistake, and instead of a dalet he said a reish, instead of a zayin he said a yud, instead of a chof he said a beis. Atula ivrot anish kiken kutzog. Bo rabbonon rachme yolei vahodel talmudei, vahainu disnan rabnei roi oimer avigoylo lamokim toire, val toimer shi tovei achrecho, shechaveirecho yikamu biyodecho, will be noscha al tishoy. But ton eloi rabnei roi shmoy, rabnei chem yishmoy. Vomir ol rabbe lozo ben aroch shmoy. Olomo nikra shmoy rabnei roi, shemaner einei chachomim bahaloch. Before we'll speak about the proteus, this maise, I'd like to elaborate a little on this ma'aseh. This ma'aseh is brought down in Ovis Rav Nosson. I once wanted to bring a raya from this ma'aseh to a yesod that the Mizrahi says ala Torah. The Medrash in Parshas Chayesore asks a moiridike kasha. In Posik it says, Vayovoi ha'isha ba'iso va'yefatach ha'gmalim. So it says that, Sarashi says, Hiter zomam shalohem, sho'yosoysem espiem shlo'yiru baderech besodis acheyim. That the gmalim of Avraham Avinu had a muzzle on them, so memele, Eliezer to take off the muzzle. Vayefatach ha'gmalim. So the Medrash asks Akasha. Chazal asks Akasha on this posik. And they ask Akasha with a maise. What's the maise? The maise, there was a maise with the chamoir of Rapinchas ben Yoir. The chamoir of Rapinchas ben Yoir was stolen. It was by the Ganovim for 3 days, and the chamoir didn't want to eat. So the Ganovim said, so it's going to pay Gabayos, so what will happen to that chamoir? We might as well send it back. So they send back the chamoir. When it comes to Rapinchas ben Yoir, Rapinchas Yoir hears from the cry of the chamoir, was very hungry. 3 days it didn't eat. No, so he tells the shamoshim they should give the chamoir to eat. In 5 minutes, the shamoshim are coming back to Rapinchas ben Yoir. She's still not eating. The kids, to make a long story short, so Rapinchas ben Yoir asked the tvui you wanted to give the chamoir, is it the mai? So they said, yeah, it's the mai. But you taught us. Loikein alfin rebi haloikeyach zerel abahim epturim in admai. The whole demai is a rabbanon. So memele, for a behemah, you're allowed to give demai. Om alohem, my navid lov, he machmeres al gamo. State medrash, so he said, look on the comment here. He's machmer. The Mishnah state, that's his mutter. This is 3 days not eating. She's machmer. My navid lov, machmeres al gamo. Some of we should understand Pshat in this Maisha, the Nachlas Yaakov says Pshat, that we look at this Maisha, Mestomed, the Chamil, when Agilbun, Nagri said Tzadik, that was the ticket, yeah. But the Nachlas Yaakov says Goran under Pshat, that the Kedusha of Rapinchas Ben Yoir was, there was so much Kedusha, Bebeisish of Rapinchas Ben Yoir, that there was Nishba and his Kinyonim also. So the Kinyonim, it also rubbed off on them. So Mamele, that's why the Chamil, that's why the chamer was nizer machmeres alatz. But that was that originated from the kedusha of Rapinchas ben Yoir. With that, the Nachlas Yaakov says a moir de kevod that he told Yaakov Avinu told Yosef that he should go and find out shleim ochi ve shleim atzoin. She sent him to find out was tutzach mit the brida, was tutzach mit the tzoin. So the Nachlas Yaakov asks, mishleim Yaakov Avinu kevod wissen was tutzach mit the brida in the mele. Was tut sich mit der Zayin? Can you really believe that this was bothering Yaakov Avinu, how the Zayin is doing, was tut sich auf dem Market? Was geht them on? He had to send Yosef at Tzadik for them. So Nachlas Yaakov says, he wanted to know the Ruchnis of the brothers. How do you find out the Ruchnis? He says, you look at the Zayin. If you're from the Zayin that Mishayim wissen, was tut sich mit der Brida. But Al Koponim, that's how you say that the Kedusha of the Bailim is Mushpa on the Kinyonim. Frag the Medrash Akashe. So if Rapinchas ben Yoir's chamoir was nizer in Dmai, so memele the gmalim of Avraham Avinu was ich a nizer in Gezel. So why did they need Zmamet? This is the Medrash Akashe. The Medrash blight by Etzolachim, and the Ramban brings down the Medrash, and he says it's chamoir the kikashe because it's zichet the chasidus by Rapinchas ben Yoir wasn't greater than the chasidus bebeisay shel Avraham Avinu. So the Mizrahi says a teret. The Mizrahi says a teret to this kasha. Mizrahi says that Hani mila heichid alay kviya hezeike, aval heichid the kviya hezeike kigayin ba'ovrei bein asada isloy. The Mizrahi says a meiridik teret. He says these gemalim, the meiridik kunst that the chamera pinchas ben yoer. 3 days it didn't eat, he gave it to my machmeres alatz meiridik. Yeah.
But he says, you have to understand that the Gemalim of Avraham Avinu were put into a Nisayin day after day after day after day. So he says, if you have a Tmidistik in Nisayin, you can be the Gemalim of Avraham Avinu Vetuchfal. The Kitzah. That's what the Mizrahi says. So I wanted to bring a Raya to this Mizrahi from an Ovester Rav Nosson that speaks about Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch. In Ovester Rav Nosson, it says as follows. When the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Nifter, so the Talmidim came in to be Menachem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Why is it was Meiredik Tzebrochem? And they started coming in, and one Talmud said, Rabbi Lezel said, the other Marishin had a son, and he died, and he was Mekabel Tanchumim, and you should also be Mekabel Tanchumim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Loi Dai Shani Mitztair Ba'atzmi, or she is Kartoli Tzari, Shal Oda Marishin, Vosotis, Oda Marishin Ed Tzoros, Vosotis Samir. Rabbi Yeshua told him, Iyev, Hoyoloi Bonim Abonis. Rabbi Shimon told him, David HaMelech, Hoyoloi Ben Omeis. Rabbi Yossi told him, Aram, Hoyoloi Beis Bonim Gdoilim. Gonish Geholfen. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Sahotach Nitzamir. So they all said Tzoros. Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch came in, and Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch told him, he went on a different angle in Gatzin. He said, Emsher lechom moshel lemoad avodayim. La'odom shehifkid etzlei ha-melech pekodin. I'll tell you a moshel, a melech once gave a person a pekodin. V'chol yoyim v'yoyim, ha-yeboiche v'tzoyik v'oymer oily eimosai eitzei min ha-pekodin hazeh b'sholim. If he realized the magnitude of his responsibilities, he has a pekodin from the melech. So, mamish, day after day, it was a tremendous pressure on him that he should be able to give back the pekodin b'shleimus. Af ato rebi hoyelecho ben kogo b'toyre neviye meksuve mishna halachis v'agodes v'nifter min ha'oilam v'loichet v'yesh l'cho l'kabel tanchumim shechazalto pikdoin chasholim. So he showed him a picture. Do you know how glicklich you are? How many people could be zoiche to what you were zoiche to? You are mazah the pikodim b'shleimus. Amalei, Rabbi Elazar told Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch, nicham toni, keder shnei odom menachmim. Okay? He changed over the whole situation. Now, what's the difference between the other Tanoim and Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch? The other Tanoim were working with the feelings of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He used to broch, and they told him. Other people also had tzoros. Didn't help the situation. Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch said, the whole Olam Hazeh, let's look at it with the right perspective. There's a shibur, there's a choiv, the melech gave a pekodin, and there's a gewaldike chiyuv to return the pekodin b'shleimus, and you was like, he had a different perspective on life. So Memela, the way he looked at things, there's nothing to be tzebrochen about. Fakat, you was zeichet to something which not too many people are zeichet to. That was Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch. Now, in Ovis the Rav Nosson, it says, after this maise, Sheyotsu melefonov. There was a Shiloh where to go to learn. Hu amar. Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch said, Eilech l'diyumsis. L'mokim yofe, umayim yofim v'noim. Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch, who was able to perceive, machay vosay be'ilomoy, sefakert, that came to diyumsis. The yumsis won't affect him, and other rabbi will be misayeya, mokim yofim, mayim yofim, and be able to learn better. Vehem amru neilech liyavne, lemokim shatamide chachomim merubim, oyevim esatoyre. Hu shaholach le the yumsis nismais b'shmoy betoyre. Then the oldest of Nasa brings down Agamo. This was the maisa with Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch. So you have a Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch, but being exposed day after day after day to the nisyonis of the yumsis and the yayin of frugaisa, he also was nimshach basrayu, and that's what happened to him, shochach teirosa. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Lahosam lefulgaiso diumsis, who's partilere yuse. Himshech basrayu, achar hayayin vorechitze. Yakel Talmudei, Nekal Talmudei v'shakhoi. Not shot in the Kefal Haloshin. It was Nekar and Shakhoi. Acher eshoi elibom. Know what Rashi means with this. Havigayla lemokim teire. So therefore, afterwards, in Talmud Chochamat, al teishev ele bemokim talmidei chachomim. Chaveirecho. Val teima talmidim heim, yavoyu eilai, v'dai li v'kach, lo me'eye goyle. Shechaveirecho yikamu biyodecho, shetehei rogel etzlam, you'll be together with them. Uch shetishne mesechte achas, you'll be learning one mesechte, v'heim acheres, Tishmano, very interesting. So you'll be learning one mesechta, and they're learning a second mesechta. So you'll hear that also. Tehei sedure beficha. So memele, so that mesechta will also be sodo by you. Val tishtakach mimeno. So memele, v'estorein chapin zwei mesechtas. Val binoscha al tishoin loy mechochem godol ani v'zachon. I'll remember this, if that won't come to say. Uch she'erza perik zei mesechta zu loy tishtakach avoto mimeni. But it's not true. With them, you remember. Without them, you won't remember. Rabbi Keveger, Tzeichen Tzu in Gilyan Hashas, Ayin Dover Nechnamot B'Kanayim B'Likute. Now, this Sefer Kanayim, this Shtal Zechfor, is a Sefer on Kabbalah. And maybe so, Rav Shamshin Astropolia, Vesachin, because the Sam Sefer brings the Ka'ein Zefer of Shamshin Astropolia. Bekitzer, in this Sefer it says as follows. There's one klippe that's called Riv. Riv is Gematria 212. And this Riv has Chayolais, it has 605 Chayolais. Kiminyan Aderes Seyo. Aderes is Gematria 605. So we have a klippe with chayolis. Zokta vaitan sefer kanaim a klippe zu memune la hashkiach o la hakir toirose shel tamid echachomim. This klippe is that's miyuchet for this. Va Hashem hagodel kados hakosev al mitzchoi shel Mashiach ben David mevatel oisai klippe riv im chayoliseo. That's what he says vaitan. Now we can understand our Gemara. The pasuk was Achodesh Hazeh Lochem. Now, from Chodesh he made the Dalad Aresh, from Hazeh he made the Zayin Ayud, and from Lochem he made the Chof Abeis. So Lamaise, he made a mistake in three Oisiyas, that's Reish, Yud, Beis. That's Oisiyas Riv. Shezeg goram l'shikchosoi. Hacheresh hoyo libom is gematri yetof reish hei, 605. So memele, in this, the way he made the mistake, adult no kishtan and out, the klippe of reish yud beis, and the chayolis of tof reish hei, dot is kishtan and out. He was nimshach, al kaponim, they had a hashpo on him. Ha-chodesh hazeh lochem, when it is written, when it is pronounced correctly, the gematria is 424, which is kados. That he said, kados, Hashem ha-godol kados, ha-kosev al-mitzchei shal Mashiach ben David, kados is gematria Mashiach ben David, Va'onu mispalalem asei leman dosecho, which is oisiyas kados. This, it seems, this is a skula for zikol. So this is how Rav Shamshin Astropolia was the megalep as a pshat in this very interesting maaser. Zot the Gemara weiter. Avoloi misgarer. One should not be misgarer. Now misgarer, the Rabbi Nechananel says, "Giru ze hu chichuch de keli." He scratches himself with a keli. Others say pshat that fakert the minig bismanei. The misgarim is also asar al tzuv de dechel. the minig bizmaneim, but there used to be loichitz pechamei tverye, they used to take this comb and be megara themselves. That's so it's also through the dechir. Tana rabbono en geirim be megareres b'shabbes. Av shimim megamliel oimer im hoyu raglov meluchloches betito betzoye geirer kedarkoi ve'enei chayshish. Then he's permitted. They ask him samuza giro b'shas rechitze, but lahaser alich lochet is mutter. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda of the lay imoy megararto de kaspe. His mother made for him a silver comb. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi megareres v'odo megarebo megirto de kaspo le Shabbos. She made a special silver comb for Shabbos. So what is pshat in the silver comb? So if the whole iser is alts uvde de choyl. So if you take a Shabbos tiki comb, so it seems the Shabbos tiki comb is, makes a nice uvda dechil. We have a similar halacha that the Rama says that in Simin Shin Lamed Chesif Hey, it says muta lischeik ba'atzomei shekairin chich. I think it means chess. The kaisa b'mishnah. The Mishnah Berurah says v'noigim la'soison shel kesef. Sheyiyu miyuchodim leShabbos shouldn't be an uvdet dechel. Like this, it's nire kein uvdet dechel. If you make it shel kesef by stachayis, this iser falls off. Chstal zechfor that the Gemara was written. It was written ledoires. That Rav Shmuel by Yehuda's mother made him a silver comb. I mean, the Gemara could have just as well written it. Rav Shmuel by Yehuda used to comb himself with a silver comb. Vostaf mevisin ledeiris that his mother made him the silver comb. It was very difficult for her to scratch together a silver comb. And she did, there was a gewaltige mesiris nefesh. She saw Mestame Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. He was itchy and it was difficult for him to learn on Shabbos. So Mamela. So the Gemara wants to be Mavliya Mestame, the godless of his mother, of the Laimai Megarauta de Kasper. Ein Yerdim Likurdimo. My time, why isn't one permitted to go into Kurdimo? Mishum Pika. So Rashi, tit shol oisai nohor machlik. The tit of this nohor is very slippery. Ubig day adam nishoirim b'mayim kshul neifel. He's going to fall into the nohor v'osi lidei schite. So it's very unclear. So how did he get into the nohor in the first place? The piskei arid is a little mamtik, a little better. That the tit samuch le nohor was also machlik. So it means you should not walk close to the nohor because the tit is very slippery. So memela you might fall in and then it'll come to a gzeira of schitas begoda. And Gavruchet, the Rabbi Nechananel has two other pshotim. Rabbi Nechananel says, Bike v'yesh shamayim, this is three lines from the bottom. Means some it means it's quicksand. So you shouldn't go there. I mean, basically, I don't know what's why it's a Shabbos dikedin. Some it's a sakona dikedin. Basically, it's clear why it was not a Shabbos. Yes, mishayim areiches ba'isay bike mitzpanin. Waisin the main mishalshon b'nei meyav. So mameila, this is also it's felten loinik Shabbos tachsav mir. It will be nechle b'machlas hashulshul. Vein oisin apiktoizin b'Shabbos. Omer Rabbe bar Bachona, Omer Rabbi Yochanan loishonu elo b'sam. One is not permitted to take a medication that will induce him to vomit. Avol b'yad muta. Tanya Rav Nechem Yoimer Af Tochil Oso Mibnei Hefsen Oichlo. But Abitaisen is also to take Bachel Mibnei Hefsedoichem. Let us see Rashi. Elo Besam, the Domi Lerefue, Ugzeire Mishum Shrika Samamonim. This is also a Refue. Havel Biyad Lahachnis Yad Leseich Groine, Ad She Yoki Muta. That is permissible. The Mishnah Avraham brings down Basma from the Tehillah le David that the Emerson we could say there's no kasha, but in Shulchan Aruch there's a kasha. We'd started off tonight telling over the Shitas Harambam. The Shitas Harambam is the one is not allowed to exercise in Shabbos because he's Meziah. So even though there's no gzeir of shchikas hamamonim with exercise, but they say since one could bring about the zeir through hamamonim, so they asked all pu'ulas that will bring about zeir. So therefore they asked exercise also. Now here it says, l'cheir, this is the hamiru kestire. Here it says, apiktoizen is also, so Rashi says, the domal refu, a gzeir mishum shchikas hamamonim, vafal pikein biyad is muta. So we see that if you're not using some money, they were matter already. So like this, it's nishkefelach. Rashi doesn't hold like the Rambam. It could be the Rambam didn't learn like Rashi that the iser is als refuah. There's a Rashi before that says the iser is als tikkun gavre, nicht als refuah. So, but in Shulchan Aruch, both dinim are brought down in hilchas refuah. So the Tehillah and David wants to say this is only domil refuah. So the male, therefore, they were matter biyad. Zias takemamisha refuah. This is not mila refuah. Avo biyad laach nishad l'seh groin et shiyoki muta mibnei hefzid oichlim. But in the middle of the week, it is also al hefzid oichlim shebemeyo meteich kachul rov v'choizel v'oichel. Lulei de mistafine, I mean, it would seem that there's two in Yonim. There's the Mefoshim Eska Kasha, they say it's a Machloikas HaMeiroim. Rashi before Rav Kufchav Gimel Amid Beis says as follows. The top Rashi and Rav Kufchav Gimel Amid Beis. Rashi says Apik Toizen Lohoki Shoise Mashkin Umeiki V'loi L'Refu Elo Lohori Kesmeyo Sheyuchol lechol velishtes hayoyim harbe. Can the meaning be peg chavis? That a full bachelet's also. Vafa gav legozabo mishum shrike samamonim, the lava refuahi, also mishum the misakim gavre. So here Rashi says it's also to take up iktoizen, als misakim gavre. And here Rashi says it's also als shrike samamonim. Now the Gemara later, is lecheire, I mean that's what Rashi bought a raya before, is lecheire zicher als, He wants to eat some more. I mean, it would seem from Rashi that by Emerson there are two reasons a person wants to vomit. One reason he wants to because it's not because he's full, he ate too much. It could be he wants to because he's not feeling well. That is the purpose, so then could be that's, I mean, an Eisnapik Tyson could be his Kailo to Unionim. If he's not feeling well now, so then it's domila refuah, gzeir mishum shrika samamonim. If he's feeling fine, the only thing that's bothering him, that there's another course in front of him, he doesn't have any place to put it in. As we mentioned from the goyin says, pshat and postik and mishle, betten rishoyim techsta, the rishoyim are missing another stomach. They're full, what should they do? So, in that case, the ba'emison, there the iser is not als refuah. There the Easter is talk of tikkun gavre, pakelt. He found the hechetimtze to use his old stomach by taking it out. So I mean, it could be both things are us. It matters why he wants to throw up. And the second din of that would say that fulu b'chayil is also mishum hefsed oichlim shebemeyot mitoich kachul rov v'chayza v'yoichlim pakelt. We see klar that here we're speaking about he wants to eat again. He doesn't feel well. If a person doesn't feel well and he wants to throw up, so there's no shalaf hefsed oichlim. That's the then it's baltashris the gufayod. If he doesn't feel well, he'll feel better after he throws up. So it could be that the name is not piktoizim. There are two inyanim. There's an iser of tikkun gavre if he's doing it to eat again. There's an iser of refuah if he's doing it because he doesn't feel well now because of his overindulgence. Zot the gemara weiter. Ein ve'ein ma'atz v'nes hakot. Omar Rabbi Baba Chonam Rabbi Yochanan lefufi yinuki b'shabes shapir don. Fred the Gemara vanant nan ein ma'atzvim. So the Gemara says, Hosam the Mishnah of ein ma'atzvim b'chum reshedre. The merze keboin. Zot Rashi. Lefufi himay shayisin lekotin shayis yashvu eivorov v'lo yis akim. And this was miyashiv devarim, so that is mutab. Chumre shedre chuliyoy shel shedre shemispar kaches mem lachas man komayri. So Rashi says that what this is also is not speaking about the first day. Dibiyim leida amrin in koloma beparshas teichoched diyches koloisim lechayim b'shabes. So chumre shedre is also mutab. Ve'ein marzirin es hashever. Now we had in the Mishnah two more halachas. One halacha was if a bone broke, then marzirin es hashever, and then mishenifrik oyode veragloi, if the hand or foot got displaced, la yitrefein betzainan, he shouldn't rub it with cold water. Avol reichitzu kedarkevim nisrape nisrape. Omar Rabchane Bagdato Omar Shmuel, Halacha marzirin es hashever. Halacha marzirin es hashever. Svila l'shmul marzirin tnan. It can't be that it says ein marzirin, tzirche marzirin. Rabbi Bar Bar Chone, an interesting maise, ikla l'pumpadise. He came to Pumpadise. Loi ol l'pilkei de Rav Yehuda. He did not go. Rav Yehuda was giving a shir in Pumpadise, and Rabbi Bar Bar Chone did not go. So Rav Yehuda wanted to convince him he should come to the Shia. So how did he do this? Shadrei la'ada daile. So he got a hold of a policeman, an officer. Omalei zil garbe. Go and take away his baguette. Take away his baguette. And if he asks you what's this, tell him you'll come to the Shia, you'll find out. Ozil garbe. So he went and took the baguette. Also, so he came to the Shia. Ashkechei de kadorish ein marzirin es hashever. He was darshening this mishnah ein marzirin es hashever. Tanu Chayde Shavu wants to say that Ashgoche that ishnoi they won't get back to the beged also. So I couldn't figure out klar the tzushtalovi. Abar kaponim ein marzirin es hashever. Omar lei hachi omar rabchane badakto omar shmul halachim marzirin es hashever. You're allowed to. Omalei, so he told the Mirdik, Ochana di don, Rabchana vointer do bayuns, Vo Shmuel di don, Shmuel zeichetom pumpadisa, Veloi Shmieli, and I didn't know about it. Velav bedina galvaticha, it's Mirdik. So I did the right thing. Imagine, if I wouldn't have taken your baguette, I wouldn't have known this halacha. So Gevaldik, he came to the Shia. No, you weren't, I had to convince you to come, so I took the baguette, all kaponim. It seems in those times they did get all fashid in the pulas that people should come to Ashir. Val kaponim, that was the maise. In the end, Zatzach Gelayt. Zat Rashi. Ada daile, memune. Garbe, kach bigde yache yove. Osa rabba ashke rabbi Yehuda. Hochane di domim kaimenu, v'loi shamanu zeis mi piv ad heinu. V'lav bidina gavaticha bitmiya, shilo loi bosa loi lo matnu. So it's a good thing that you came. Mi she nifriko yodoi. Now we heard up some ice that nifriko yodoi, his hand became dislocated. So there it says, only reichetz kedalkoi. He's not permitted lo yitrefein b'tzoyna. He's only permitted to be reichetz kedarka. Ravivya have Yosef kami de Rav Yosef. Ravivya was sitting in front of Rav Yosef. Shonya la yode. So his hand got displaced. Now he was trying to do pa'ulis to get it back in place. Omalei hochi mai. Am I allowed to do this? Asa. Vahochi mai. Omalei asa. Adahochi itfach yodai. Och Hashem, that God healed. Amalei, mighty boiler, I don't understand, what's your shayla? Hasnan samishne, misha nifrika yodai eragloi, leitrefein betzainon, aber reichets gedalke, wenn ich schrape, ich schrape. It seems the only heter is reichets gedalke. Amalei, nu, you tell me the Mishnah. Veloys nan emar ziren es Hashever. Before it says emar ziren es Hashever. Vomar rabchane bad vakto, amar shmuel aloche, emar ziren es Hashever. Vaistois is a liberal interpretation of the Mishnah. So memele, so I thought, avshadoichit, is a liberal interpretation of the Mishnah. The Chaydish Ovid explains, I mean, what's Tamazay, the Mayan Shemitzel Eitzar HaSinai. So the he says, because Emerson, there's a psashtikal diik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, lo yitrefein betzoinon, avol reichetzu kedak. It seems these are two extremes. Yitrefein betzoinon, by say, this is a psagansa eithik. Reichetzu kedak, it means he's not allowed to do anything more than reichetzu kedak. It seems there's an in-between. There's an in-between of reichetzu shaloi kedarkoi. It's not yitrefein betzainam, but it's an in-between of reichetzu shaloi kedarkoi. And that was the shaila. Since we see al kochoch, that one of these members is lav davke, because the Mishnah started off la yitrefein betzainam, so that's who's under the impression. So it could be reichetzu kedarkoi is lav davke, as long as it's a pool of rechitze, not a pool of yitrefein betzoinon, could be this is also permissible. Amalei kud kule bechode mechise mechisnu shanyele yodei mishtanis yodei mimkoimo ochi mai hayoise binyonim harbe vishoyo bechode mechise mechisnu bariga aches algeso, everything goes in one material eichede yitma de masnisen lav davket na nitma but eichede lo yitma lo yitma. Adran alachavis, look the Mishnah weiter. Shoyel Adam mechaveilei. A person is permitted to borrow from his friend kade yayin v'kade shemen. Now, between you and me, we know, you know, there's a difference between halvo and shaila. Shaila is you borrow something to use and it's chayzer be'en. That's called borrowing. Here, the kaden, perhaps you're going to return, but the contents of the kaden, the yayin and the shemen, you're not going to return, you're going to pay for it. But you're not allowed to speak about mekir and memker in Shabbos. So he tells him, I want to borrow the kaden yayin and the kaden shemen. Ubilvad shalo yoyma loy halvein. You should not say, lend me kaden yayin and the kaden shemen, which is really the more proper and digduk, because fakert, he's lending him yayin, he's going to pay back with money, it's a halvor. He owes him for the yayin, but he should not say halveini. What's wrong with halveini? Meforish bigmor. And I bring down from the Ran, that if beloshen laz, shoyel and halveini mean the same thing, you don't have a word that differentiates between borrowing a chayfetz and money. So then one should say tenly. V'chein ha'ishe mechavoto b'kikres. Kikres. Also should say a loshen of shaila and not a loshen of halbo. V'im einoi ma'minoi, if he doesn't trust him, eniach talisoi etzloi. So you leave a talis, not alts mashkin, alts zikoren, to remember that he had borrowed the kadayayim, the kadayshim. Voisi me cheshben lacha Shabbos. Noch Shabbos machmen a cheshben. We're speaking about elderly people, how much it was worth and how much he should pay. Das tut me noch Shabbos. Vechein erev Pesach Mirushalayim shechaliyois b'Shabbos. The loshen is a psa, the chsam seves moira, it's a psa, dochetik a loshen. V'chein b'Yerushalayim erev Pesach shchaliyos b'Shabbos. Al koponim, so it was Yerushalayim, and it was erev Pesach, and he needs a kol Pesach. Meniach talisay etzlei v'noitles pischoi. Vayisim echeshben la'acha yontef, you make a cheshben.
Zogt Rashi, shechal liyos b'shabes, v'loy nizkar me'erev shabes liknois.
Didn't remember to buy a korban Pesach erev shabes.
La'acha yontef, liyom shlishi.
I don't...
Rashi means the third day after the Mechira. The Mechira was Shabbos, Sunday is the second day, and Monday, which is Chol HaMoed in Yerushalayim, is the third day.
Amalei Rove bar Rav Chanan l'Abaye. Maishna Hashileini u'maishna Haldeini. What's the difference if he says Hashileini, Haldeini? What's the chiluk? Amalei. Hashileini loy osi lemichtov. He says Hashileini loy osi lemichtov. Halveini osi lemichtov.
Zot Rashi, what's his pshata?
Zot Rashi has Halveini mashme lizman meruba.
The kaim lom b'meseches makis stam halvo lamed yoy.
Osi malveze lichtev al pinkose kach bekach.
You're making a halvo.
You have to think in the first after 30 days, you'll forget, I'll forget.
Kach bekach al vezi kedei shelo yishkach.
So memele, so therefore halveini, when the loshen halvo is used, in the loshen halvo means that don't expect payment till 30 days. That's the type stam halvos shloishim yai. So don't expect payment till 30 days. So memele. So therefore, so who's going to write?
Ashenken ashileini.
Ashileini is pshat is.
We'll see in Tosfos, a Rashi holds Stam Shaila is not Shloishim Yoyim.
If you want to borrow someone's pen, it doesn't mean I'm lending to you for 30 days. Pshat is, yeah, I'm lending to you now. So Memele, so the Rashba says, Amir de Kivot. So Hashileini means, lend it to me, we're not going to return the wine, but lend it to me and I'll pay back earlier, before 30 days. That is the accomplishment of Hashileini. Hashileini, I'm saying, halveini, ve'efcha loch miyat. Like this, you can't mourn for me. Stam alvo shloishim yoyim. So, aloshin halveini, ve'efcha miyat, chazal one mata. There were mata aloshin hashileini. But that's the mechuvin of the loshin.
Frag the Gemara, v'ha, kivin the b'chayl. Zim in the boy lemei melei halveini v'omalei ashileini.
The Gemara says, so this is not such a good lashon. Sometimes b'chel, when you borrow money, you also say ashileini. V'lei kopi dilavi. So ashileini is also lost its...
When it's a handelt sich b'midi da halvo, and you say ashileini,
it's understood, it means halvo. V'osi lemichter. It's b'shabes nami, osi lemichter.
Omalei b'shabes, kivin da ashileini, the sholei rabbonu. Halveini le'shorilei minkere milsev le'osu le'michtev.
Fakert as gufa that there's a psahol nusach, how to say it, so memeil it's minkere milsev le'osu le'michtev.
Zot Rashi v'loi kopid alei v'havi halvo b'shabes nami k'yom ha'shileini sovod halvo v'yosu le'michtev v'may hekerike. Aber ihr seht einmal, bei Shabbos geben da sie leine Schori le Rabbonen, aber wenn ihr leine Schori le, minkere Milse, bloi osi le Michta.
Sagt das. Shoyel oda mechavero ikade yayin vekade shemen, ubelvad shelo yoyma loy halveini. Perish Rashi taima.
What's wrong with halveini?
Mishum de stam halvo lamed yoyim. Stam halvo is lamed yoyim.
Ulefi shohul is man merube yoiser mishaila.
Since it is as man merube, more than shaila, shaila is no such halacha.
That means by halvod halacha is if the malva wants to be toiveya, the loive toich lamed yoim, he tells him, I'm very sorry, I'm not mechuyif to pay you. But shaila is not like that. It's also lemichtav. So since he knows halvod involves as man merube, so he's going to write.
Because shalav ain't no tam, This Tam Shaila is also Lamed Yod. This does not only apply to Alvo, Kida Oma B'menachas Bat Chaylas, Tala Sheule Kol Lamed Yod, Turim in Atzitzes, because it's not Nire Kishaloi, La'acha Lamed Yod, that people only borrow for 30 days, so after 30 days, it's Nire Kishaloi, so then it's Mokhoi B'tzitzes. Amrinin Amid Rabban. The Omar Shulis, that's his pot from Mezuzah, pot from Tzitzis, because it's borrowed, people learn for 30 days. Avon Mikan Ve'elach Nirei Kamei Shaloi. So Memele, Som the Hakasha Frash, this is the whole lomdis of Halvo, it applies by Shaila also. Umiyu Yochel Leimele Rashi, Lav Mishum Di Mitvalei Ledine Besoich Lamed Yoim Shein Soich Lahasa. That's not true. Napshat is Tam Halvo Lamed Yoim Mistaka Aloch and Chayshim Mishpat. We did not speak out any beferish terms. It is understood that Halvo is Lamed Yoim, and you have no right to mon the money from it. Yeah. The mitulei ledin v'seich Lamed Yoim shein tzorich lahachzer. The vaday hoyechayv lahachzer. David the inshi the mishali poches mishloishim yoim. That's zicha. If they didn't speak out anything, people zicha learn for less than 30 days. Avot tvei loy mishali. That's what the Gemara says in Menachos. A person this bachlal does not din stam shayla. You can zicha money back. But al kaponim, the Gemara says that the most a person will learn something is 30 days. Hilkach ad lamed yoim amriin shishuli. So a person sees, I'm living in a house, I'm wearing a beged without tzitzis, so people will be down the kapsus. Mistame, he borrowed it. After 30 days, no one borrows something more than 30 days. So memele. So therefore, it is also. Then he's also to wear without tzitzis, he has to put on tzitzis, to put on a mezuzah. The Ri Pirish Lon. The Ri disagrees with Rashi. And he holds, says this, that what? That Stam Shaila is also Lamed Yoim. So what's the difference between Shaila and Halvo? Behind the time of Shaila, Lafishi Chayzeres Be'en, Loyosi Lemichtov. That means Pshat is like this. If I borrow Yenim's pen, so Lemaisa, I'm going to give back Yenim's pen, so we'll remember. I'll recognize it's not my pen. He'll recognize that his pen is by me. So what's Taf Mendo Schreiben Do? So Memela, so therefore, even though Stam Shela, not Lamed Yoim, even though it's Stam Shela Lamed Yoim, but since it's Be'en, so Memela, they'll remember, both Stodim will remember about the Shela, so Memela, it is not necessary to write. Avolosh Nalvo, Eine Choizabe. Aba Havod, the Taich, Eine Choizabe. Va'osi Lemichta. So Memela, now he's going to go and write. Halvo is, it's not bad. Frektach Toisves, Va'af al gat, Dechi shoyl minei kadi yayim v'kadi shemen, Loi hodri bohem. So now, so Toisves frektach amoyre dike kashe, Lishi tosai. That means as like, according to Rashi, we mentioned the Rashba says, that forget the Yisod, the chilip between Shaila and Halvo is, Shaila is not for 30 days. So I'm telling you, in other words, lend me this chayfetz, and I'll pay you back, Shabbos. So Memele, that's the Lashon Shaila. So Memele, so if the Malva hears this, so there's no necessity to write. So we understand what we accomplish by saying the magic word Shaila. But according to the Ri, Sam Shaila is Lamed Yoim. Now the whole, why don't you write by Shaila? Because the Chayfetz is Ben, so there's no Chash of Shikre. But over here, the Chayfetz is not Ben. The wine will be drunk up. So Memele, so what do we accomplish by saying Shaila?
Af a gav de chishol minei kadi yayim ve kadi shemen loy hod riben. Mikol moke, mitoich shemazke loy loshen sheile, zocher hu v'loyosi lemichtov. Since he's using a loshen, that this is a loshen that one does not write when we speak about sheile, so the word Sheila alone is genuge isayres to tell him a Shabbos. I mean, so therefore he'll remember and he won't write. Zok the Gemara weiter. Amalei Rove bar Avchanan labaya. Mechdei Omru Rabbonon kol mili diyontiv kamode efshel ishinuye mishanina. Chazal said, if it is possible to be mishane, so see in Taisvus, something that is, it looks like an uvda dechayil, and we could make it to look a little different, a little more yontiv dek, we're mishane. So hani noshi de malyon chatzvaya maya. The women who go and fill up the kadim with maya, my time alone mishanin. Why aren't we mishanin? This is done tag teglech, choyl yontif. It's not yontif dik. We should make different that it should look different yontif than choyl. That was the kasha that was asked to Abaye. So Abaye answered mishum d'layefsha. You're right. It would be very proper to do that, but we don't even eat. Hey chilad, what should we do? The malyon bechatz v'rabe, those who be meisachil fill up with a large card. So we'll say, no, a large card is not yontiv dik. Mishleptis, mishvitz, it's not yontiv dik. Limloy bechatz v'zute, so they should fill up yontiv. They should fill up with a chatz v'zute. Or kamafshi behilucha. So memelus are making them that they have to make five trips instead of one trip. So memelus eichnis yontiv dik. The malyan bechatz vezute limli bechatz verabe kamavshe bemasri. So I'm making them carry with bikadim. So it's also not yontem. Nifrisude. Let's make that we'll cover the cat. We'll cover it. Like this, you see, we slept the cat. This is covered. It looks like it's in a wrapping paper. It's not, it's a little bit more yontem. So the Suda might fall into the water, and then we'll end up with Schite. Let's cover it with a deckel, also, so it looks more yontibdik. Zimnen de mipsik, maybe the deckel might get loose, tear off, or Osila Mikter, or make a cash, he doesn't want to lose the deckel. Hilkach loyevsha. So Mela, it's nishtak and eitzit, so Mela, we have to live with this matzah. Zot Rashi, Omru Rabbonon b'Meseches Beir, Kol An Kol Kama De Efshel Shenuyim Mishanina. Tamrinin Hamevi Kada Yayin. If a person is bringing Kada Yayin, Lo Yeviim B'Sal U'B'Kupe. B'Sal U'B'Kupe, you could bring a lot of Kadim. No, it's not Taki. You came with a shopping bag with Kada Yayin. It's Nishantelik. Benichdem Kisu Yizim in the Mifsek. Even the mitzvah is like he caught a lay bekat. The zimn and the mitzvah va also a mikdare. The he kesh shall kayome the also midirais, which is also minatay. Also the day is chita. The kama mitzvah is by in the frisudre lave. Is a gemara that the gemara says you should cover it. Also, but over yavish kamay. But over lach, one should not do such a thing. Maybe we can start this Taisvis. The first half of Taisvis is Rashi. So let's, and then Taisvis is Akashi from the Gemara Bob Metzi. Askin Rove b'mechuze de doru beduchke. So we don't have this Gemara at all. Bob Nedibra Maschel. So Taisvis says, Baraiv Svarim, ain't a cost of Kam. Beloi beperish Rashi. Bereish ha-mevi kadi yayim nire shehu mekoima. Bezer loshen perish ha-kunteres that means this is a Gemara Masechtas Beyah, which was said right before the next Gemara or we just learned Amalei Rove Bar Avchana L'Abayim. So others, it seems, were gorgeous this Gemara here also. So Taisus brings down, but Taisus really doesn't belong here, belongs in Masech Bezbeyim. V'zeh Loshen Peirish HaKuntres Bebeyim. The Doru V'duchke. Masui Sha'odom Yochid Noisei B'chayil Al Kseifer B'toyra. Something that is difficult to carry, he carries it on his shoulders. But it's a muchitzer. In bolo seisoy letzayrich yontef, he wants to carry letzayrich yontef, biyontef, kigoin chavis, oy sak mole peiris. So he shouldn't carry it on his shoulder. It's nish yontef dig. Isa enu biyontef bedigle. What is digle? Atar shekoyren fulke. Kederech noisei melach limke. That means this was mustama like a small mustama, a fulke is mustama like a pitchfork, it seems, but he used to put it down on the pitchfork and he used to hold the pitchfork and wheel it along. So memele, so this was easier. When they should tzorich l'shanes, he shouldn't schlep a heavy masui. Shemeshane yeshane lahokil masui. So he's mishane, he should make it easier, and this is like easier to carry, and it's not even teirech. V'otel zeh, noich losis boi masakov. Uchshenoi sei boi chovis, haniseis, bekoseif, yishane lahok. So that is the first halach. The dorul v'duchke, there's some amele, he should take v'digle, which is an otel. The doru bedigle. What if he wants to carry something that you can't carry it on your shoulders? You have to carry it bedigle. Masu yichovis gedoyle shergir losis bedigle. So in yontef you shouldn't do that. Lidru ba'agre. What's ba'agre? Yisu b'yontef bebeiz b'nei odom b'moit al ksofayim. Then two people should carry it. Ainu nami shinui lahokul. Because it's before one person carried. Now igre, two people are carrying it. The doru beigre, something that normally you need two people to carry it, but my talk sofayim. Lidru biyonta vayisi masa beichbe. What's beichbe? B'moit biyodai. They should not carry the moit on their shoulders, they should carry it in their hands. Mishum shini. Rafulu einei lahokel. This doesn't make it easier to carry. Mikomokim shini hu. The einei mar betoireyach. It's not worse. I'm a mele, it's a shine. The doru ba'achpe, nifrei sudra. You should put a sudra over it. Kalhu, the sudra is not heavy, ve'ine machpe. Ve'shine ba'almohu, ulatznei al-kapon, we shouldn't show what you're carrying. Ad kan l'shine. U'mashma mitoich perusha, the chol eiloi masi echolem b'shove. That means, that when it is done to a different oifen, it's the same oifen, that means it's the same masai. You don't make it into smaller peklach, you don't make it into bigger peklach, it's the same masai, but it's carried in either a easier oifen, or a kaponim, a different oifen. The einzen noise yoisa, he's not carrying more, elisha noise mesha binyin achim imashe yerog. How did Rashi get this Yisai? She'im neforesh she'kol eilu mematim ma'asoyim she'hoi regilim losis. If we will say that the Chazal mean you have to carry smaller peklach, kosha odom abesomech mavshi be'iluche. And the Gemara says you cannot tell them to carry smaller peklach because we'll have to walk more time. So therefore Rashi learned that was speaking about the same COVID, now we're carrying it in a different life.